Oh, that's my cue. That's my music to talk. I'm back. Hey, check it out. We were supposed to have Hood on radio, but instead we're going to speak to Jarvis Cooper. Y'all know him as BBJ. But if you give me a second, I will dial his number and we will get him on the line and talk to him about the whole scenario. Let's see. Sorry, yo. You see, this is live radio. This is live radio here. We do nothing pre-programmed. Sometimes I dial too many numbers and call different countries, but I don't want to do that. Let's see. Bom, bom, bom. Bom, bom, bom. Dun, dun, dun. All right, yo, here we go. Here we go. Sorry for all of this confusion. Started off fresh.
You.
Mr. Jarvis Cooper.
What's going on, baby?
Bless you, man. How are you, man?
Man, too blessed to be stressed. I don't crack. Don't need crack coke or stress. You already know.
Yo, first of all, thank you so much, man, for doing this in the last minute, filling in for Hood, man.
No problem. That's my twin. No problem.
Praise God. And we just finished listening to, which one was it? True Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Which was a great track. But you know what? For our listeners, because, you know, since we were expecting Hood and we got Jarvis Cooper, why don't you let people know who Jarvis Cooper is?
Well, basically, Jarvis Cooper is basically the dot. J. Dot E. Dot Cooper. They call me J.E. Cooper. That's it. Mama called me Jarvis, so you ain't mama. You can't call me Jarvis. But the world know me as the legendary, a.k.a. BBJ. So this is the Hip Hop Apostle, live on the air, doing it real big, representing my man Hood. Hood Entertainment, you know, just that quick, we doing it real big, man. So we just want to let you know, man, we appreciate you showing big love out there, man. And, you know what I'm saying, let everybody hear that good music, man. The Hood Life is doing it real big. And Hood want everybody to know that we're supporting, man, the Hood Life Entertainment, that, you know what I'm saying, he sent us love and all that stuff, man. Big man just kicking back, getting a little rest, man. You're doing the road, but doing some big things, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to rest sometime.
Yeah, no, no doubt. No doubt, because that definitely catches up to you, man. Definitely catches up to you. So tell us a bit, man. What have you been up to? Because I know you had, I still play some stuff from the Universal Conclusions, the name of the...
Concussion, man.
Concussion.
I'm waiting to see. I knew you were going to twist it up. Concussion. It's
yeah,
cool.
But I still play some of those tracks, you know, when I'm on the air and stuff. So what have you been up to now?
I appreciate that, man, playing all the BBJ classics, man. I really appreciate that. Much love. That's... Well, basically, you know, we've been with the Kingdom Power movement and, you know what I'm saying, working the marketplace, music ministry, and media around the country and, you know what I'm saying, and building the whole situation, you know, making sure that there's a global platform to be heard and to be seen and to be appreciated. So that's what I'm doing, man. I'm doing my Hip Hop Apostle marketplace thing behind the scenes and, you know what I mean, putting in the work. So cats coming up and cats in their future coming up, like my sons and Hood sons, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got no problems what we went through, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. And I watch every single video you upload of you preaching with these kids behind you and people in the streets. I watch all of those.
Yo, man, that's love. Now, that's love right there. Now the people saying, what's talking about? BBJ preaching, man. They don't know, brother. You got to teach. You got to preach in order to reach. So that's what it is, man. We're preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and it's all about, you know what I'm saying, kingdom empowerment and marketplace dominion. Now, let me tell you what marketplace is. Marketplace is something that God gave me years ago. Couldn't articulate what he gave me to do with the music. You know what I'm saying? It didn't fit in the category quite. It's just holy hip-hop. It didn't fit in the category of gospel rap. You know what I'm saying? And people trying to fill their way, even jobs the best they could to try to fill their way and make it happen. But the truth of the matter is that it was marketplace, and marketplace movement is what God allowed me to birth. So marketplace is Christ being presented in every professional, non-professional marketplace, every area, every profession in the earth realm. And so, you know, you can't be religious, you just gotta be real with it. So that's the type of music we put out there, and you know what I'm saying, and that's what it is, marketplace music.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So how long have you been preaching and teaching?
we're celebrating right now, you know what I'm saying, 20 years in ministry. We're preaching 15 years. And, you know, even today is a special. Today is a very special day, you know what I'm saying? We're celebrating, me and my wife are celebrating our birthday. And 3 days ago, we celebrate our anniversary. I'm gonna let everybody know, marriage works, it's real. You know what I'm saying? When you find, you know, you got to wait for your mate. It can happen. You can make it happen if you're willing to wait. So I just want to let them know out there, you know what I'm saying? You can't be a great dude without having a great woman of God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Standing by your side. Your ribs got to be next to your biscuit and your, you know what I'm saying, your collard greens, your candy yams. You don't need it behind you. You need it beside you. You feel me? So I thank God, Shiny J, the one for BBJ, holding it down.
Word up. Yo, man, but I really appreciate this because, you know, a lot of people when they hear J.E. Cooper, they're like, oh, who's that? But then they say BBJ. It's like, okay, cool. Because, I mean, when you came on the scene originally, and what we do at Rap Fest Radio, we play old school, new school, classics to exclusive. So we play them all. But when you came on the scene originally, everybody's like, yo, where this cat coming from? You know, because it was some hardcore stuff and it was real. You know, it was
one thing about it, I got to tell you, man. You got to understand, I'm Brooklyn born, Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? Do it down, Bed-Stuy. Brooklyn born, Jersey bred, so Chilltown, AC. That's where I grew up, and you know, and I'm a product. You know, conceived in the project, Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? B-Boy Projects, Brooklyn, New York. The thing is that, you know, you can't get no more authentic with hip hop than New York. I mean, it is what it is. People debate around the country, but the truth of the matter, it is what it is. So that's where I come from. And Rakim once said, ain't where you from, it's where you at. So I've been able to survive and be able to thrive all over the world. Wherever I go, I got people, got family. And that's something that I preach and teach strong. You know what I'm saying? I encourage people, you know, people have friends, must first show themselves friendly. His friends stick closer than a brother. So, see, I'm just the new breed of leader. And when they hear J.E. Cooper, you know what I'm saying, in the Kingdom Power movement, you know, we just doing big things. You got the J.E. Cooper. Let me tell you about this. I got the J.E. Cooper community. Wow. And that's my own social network right now. You know, we got MySpace, Facebook, and, you know, all that stuff. And I wanted to do something where I could reach out to people where I could be able to constantly put out information dealing with music, ministry, and what Marketplace is about. So that's a simple thing. You can go to Facebook and see me, you know, Facebook, BBJAY. Or simply go to, you know, www.jecooperconnect, that's C-O-N-N-E-C-T, you know what I'm saying, .webs.com/, and holler at your boy. We can stay connected that way. Even what you're doing, I want to commend you for what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? This is a great opportunity to reach people. You're playing flavor music, real music, and I know sometimes you feel like you're in the wilderness, but the truth of the matter, you're reaching so many billions of people. And for those who are like the leopard that didn't come back and say thank you, I want to be the one to say thank you on behalf of everybody who you show love to, because we need everybody to do their part in this kingdom building process. It is a global situation.
Amen. I mean, thank you so much. And it's so true. You know, I was last night at the Kingdom Choice Awards, and somebody was mentioning that as well, how, you know, we got to work together. Everybody has their role. You know, got the artist, you have the DJ, you have the MC, you have the promoter, you have the radio, you have the TV. And if we all just work together, man, how much damage can we do? You know, good damage. Wow. If there's such a thing as good damage.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Good damage. You know what I'm saying? You be good damage good. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, what we got to do, just like a hot record, we got to remix it and flip it. So many people have been hurt and have been damaged by what I call and what I identify as the churchological systematics and the system. There's a system in place that people have been hurt by traditionalism of men, and they've never got to really know who God is or how much flavor Jesus has in himself. And the thing is that if people knew the power that God has given us in the earth realm, there will be a different reality of what we see on a day-to-day basis. My thing is this. I don't necessarily have to be the one in the front of the mic, even though December 1st, we got the street mixtape coming, the drive, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have to be the one always in the forefront to be heard, to be seen. As long as I'm alive and the Spirit of God is in me, I'm going to continue to disciple people, not to be just like me, but to utilize the same process, Amen. The same thing that has blessed me and has prospered me. I tell people they need that, and that's simply becoming a BBJ, a believer blessing Jesus. And once people surrender all to God and realize that they don't have to have an identity crisis, but that in the midst of a crisis, Christ is, they will then be in a position of power and empowerment in Amen. The kingdom to realize we're not waiting for nobody to tell us what we can be. We are who God has said we are from the beginning. And so that's what I teach. That's what I preach. Even at the Power Move, Lutheran Church, Kingdom of Palmer Worldwide Fellowship. We're building up the, you know what I'm saying, the headquarters, kicking off real strong top of the year in the Atlanta, Georgia area, in the Birmingham, Alabama area, and we're building. And I'm coming across a lot of people who have been hurt, who have been confused, and they're saying, you know, I have a gift, I'm going to use it, but nobody wants to acknowledge the gift in me, and that's a problem, being that the scripture says a man's gift will make room for him, bring him before great men. And it never said great religious people, but people who are real that can make power moves in the earth realm. So, you know, I'm very happy to be who I am and to do what I do, because in the midst of that, I'm able to see people's dreams become a reality and I'm able to walk with them, amen, as well as to lead them and guide them and praise them, you know, through this situation.
Amen. I mean, that's awesome. Like I said, I've been seeing your videos. So what you're saying here is exactly what I've seen in your videos. You know,
well,
you're going out to reach those in the street right where they're at. You know, that's so important. It's so important because many times we forget that. We'd rather have, you know, the car drive us up to the front door and drop us inside, air conditioned. All. But nah, you got to come out there and be where the people are and love on them.
Well, you know what? I always tell people that it takes compassion for people to go. And that's what I love about her. You know, so that's my twin. You know, we let the beards grow and we look like freaking frack, you know, but we're twins in this, and the thing is that, you know, Hood is always out doing different things in the community in the Charlotte, Carolina, North Carolina area. Big up to, you know what I'm saying, Overseer Key and New Life Crew. Listen, he's out there doing things in the community and the projects. He's out there reaching people. They're giving away, you know, food and clothes around the holiday time. They're blessing people. This is what we do and what we teach. This is what Kingdom Power Move is all about. And people say, "Where's BBJ? Oh man, he fell off." But no, I just slid in to the fullness of who God called me to be, and that's an international marketplace apostle. I'm the new breed of leadership. I'm out there with the Tims on, out there, you know what I'm saying, body with the people in the community. I don't have time to be brushing shoulders with bougie people. I need to talk to real people who hurting out there. I need to play with some mothers who got rollers in their hand, those sponge rollers in their hand, and their babies out there selling drugs. And I'm coming through, and I'm saying, "Mother's going to be all right." And they say, "Man, Apostle is here." I said, "That's right. You know, I'm not coming to try to show off and show out. I'm coming like Christ came. He came riding on the donkey, so we come riding on the greyhound." He's like, "Look, we got to do what we got to do. We got to free the masses."
Amen.
And see, when people hear me talk like, they be like, "Oh, man, he on fire. I love it." But then I challenge them. I said, "Are you willing to support what you believe?" It's time that we support what we believe and realize that what you're doing also in broadcasting and reaching the masses and freeing the masses, even in radio, listen, it's important that people understand that you're playing a very intricate part in building up the kingdom of God. But some people may say, "Oh, that's just the internet." No. This is something awesome. This is part of the great masterpiece of God. And so I'm telling you, man, many, like the wine that said, didn't make it. But I'm glad that I'm one of the ones who did. And I tell you, till the end of time, and we're getting very close right now. We're in that place now where the Lord is soon to return, and people still beefing over beats and what's secular and what's this, what's that. Man, listen, the important thing is that people need to know who Jesus is and what Jesus has ordained for them to be and what the Father, God, has ordained them to be, and move in the power of the Holy Ghost so that in the midst of this mess age, we will have a kingdom message that will free the masses.
Amen.
I'm concerned about lives being changed. I'm concerned about people being blessed. And that's why, even with the J.E. Cooper community, with Just That Global Music, Hood Life Entertainment, we're all intertwined because we realize we're one in Jesus Christ. And listen,
amen,
we're better together. So
amen,
when people are apart saying, "I got my thing, I'm doing my thing," and it's not about people getting their own shine. One thing about Vaseline is one jar. But if you keep dipping and dipping, you got enough to, you know what I'm saying, to take care of the sun and the snow. But the reality of it all is we have to realize that we need each other. And this has been the voice in the wilderness, in the earth realm, crying out, the voice of J.E. Cooper reaching out saying, "Let's not click, let's connect." Because the kingdom connection is always better than a man-made concept.
Amen.
And I mean that. Yes,
amen,
sir. Yes,
oh, man,
sir.
I feel it. I feel it. I know you mean it. Like I said, man, I've been hitting you up on Facebook, and who knew it was going to be this way, right? But I've been hitting you and say, "Yo, whenever we get a chance, let's connect. Let's do something. Let's talk." And, you know, I watch those videos, and I feel what you're doing, you know, because many people, like you said, are out there just for the quick shine. You know, it's like,
exactly,
if I can hit a hot single, they'll play me everywhere. Everybody will know me. I don't want people to know me. I want people to know Jesus. You know, and when we lose the focus, we lose everything else that goes with it. You know,
right.
But let me ask you a quick question though.
When you started
doing gospel rap, did you think for at any time, like in the very beginning, that you were gonna end up being a BBJ, the Apostle BBJ, out preaching to so many people?
Well, the thing is that you gotta understand, I grew up in hip hop, and you know, we're working on the BBJ movie right now, some early stages of it. Also some books to put out the literature so people understand what really makes me tick. Because I'm a very unique individual, not in the sense that I'm full of myself, but I'm very different, and I do what I do specifically because of who I am and how I think. Let me elaborate on that.
Yeah.
I grew up in hip hop culture. I grew up, when you see the Raising Hell concert, and I'm not cursing, it's called Raising Hell concert. A lot of people raise hell, but we want to raise up a standard in this earth of what the kingdom is.
Right.
But the Run DMC concert, you see the legendary concert, about holding their Adidas up. My mother let me go to that concert. Matter of fact, she drove me there and allowed me to be there to lift my sneaker up too. I said that to say this. I grew up around hip hop culture. I grew up within it to understand, you know, all the different phases of what happened in it, from break dancing. Used to break dance on Believe It or Not, used to break dance. Used to, you know what I'm saying, still pop locking. I ain't messing around the break dance too much right now, because getting down is real cool, but getting up, you need some help. You need some rushes. You know what I'm saying? You need some armor bear. No,
I know that.
Actually, I'm getting in shape, believe it or not. I've been allergic to exercise a long time, but I'm doing better. I'm being a better steward over my temple.
Amen.
But what I'm saying is that growing up in hip-hop, that's been a big part of my life. And so the thing is that I grew up in a God-fearing household where Jesus is Lord, and that's what I was taught. I had to go to church, had to go to fellowship. I've been through all that, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is that participating in the ministry, participating from a young child, which allowed me to have the experience of being in front of crowds and speaking to people and fellowship and things of that nature. And so it's really been a blessing to me to be able to be around that and to identify with fellowshipping and with articulation and with communicating with people. Now, I found out that the gospel of Jesus Christ is very much so true. I found out from a way that most people would never have to do it if they surrendered to God. The way I found out about it is because I was hanging out with some friends, and I was supposed to be, you know, just hanging around the neighborhood by the house, but I ended up going on a ride with some friends of mine to drop off a guy who was doing some illegal stuff, and ended up getting jammed up with a kingpin charge. So I got charged with 4 years with a 3-year mandatory, which God delivered me from. Right then and there, I knew that I could not run from God. I didn't blame God. I didn't blame the system. I realized I was utilizing time that was really God time, but I was having such a good time just hanging out and wasting time. I didn't realize the value and the power of who I'm around and what I'm doing.
Wow.
So that's one thing that really triggered in me to understand who am I around and who am I really connected to, and are the people standing with me really standing for me, or am I just wasting valuable time? So I impressed upon as many people as I can to let them know time is very important. Matter of fact, here's an original quote. Yesterday is gone, and today can only stay until tomorrow. So all we have is right now. That's the J.E. Cooper original quote.
You heard it here first.
That's right. Let me say it again, but let's bring it back. Yesterday is gone, and today can only stay until tomorrow. So all we have is right now. Whatever we're going to do, we need to make up our mind, make a decision to do it right now. Now things take a plan and planning and all that stuff, and prayer and preparation, fine. But we need to situate what we're going to do in our minds and put that plan to work, and prepare ourselves for the shift or the next move or the next transition, because time waits for nobody. And so what I realized in hip-hop is that, you know what I'm saying, enjoyed the whole hip-hop culture, the vibe. And I realized it wasn't hip-hop that was killing people. It's people who have a choice to choose a gun or a knife. And that's what I really want to capitalize on. I realized that God is bigger than hip-hop. God is bigger than rock, jazz, and everything else.
Amen.
But being that hip-hop is such an awesome, empowering platform, and something that's really impacted upon my life, allow me to realize that that's a gift that I can still use for God that I wasn't really using for God before.
I came to the realization
that this gift to rap and to spit, even I started off DJing, all of that, you know what I'm saying, I could do that and God can get the glory out of it.
Amen.
So for me, it wasn't about just doing gospel rap or holy, there was no holy hip hop, nobody was saying nothing about that.
Right.
It was just me spitting, doing what I was doing. But when I realized that I could do this and give God glory in it, and I realized I couldn't run from the calling on my life, that's when I began to start putting it together, and my heart lined up with the ink. And see, what happened then is I started speaking from my heart and speaking about the realness, which I learned about, growing up in the neighborhood
right.
and what I experienced, but also my faith with it and putting that twist on it. And then when I was 11 years old, I was at a camp up in Lebanon, New Jersey. A young youth minister by the name of Charles E. Mitchell, he began to rap about Jesus around a campfire. And he, all other counselors were hating on him because he threw his cap backwards and he started rapping, you know what I'm saying? And they thought that was unseemly for a leader. But the truth of the matter, here we are, you know what I'm saying, many, many, many years later, that same man has been my mentor. And he's, he's my overseer. He's a mentor for me, my big brother. And Dr. Charles E. Mitchell, True Vine Church, Project Direct Ministries right there in Asbury, New Jersey. I said that to say this. The people that impact your life, you need to keep them in your life.
Yes.
And God has somebody for us through our whole life to walk in our fullness, you know what I'm saying? Somebody to be there for us, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so he's been part of my covering as well as, you know what I'm saying, Pastor Key has helped me to understand, what it is to deal in the marketplace and to be an artist, but also to have the anointing of God as a man of God and how not to let the industry control you, but you control the industry and the decisions you make.
Amen.
So I don't move. I don't try to be at everything. I don't try to be where everybody trying to be. I don't do that. I'm not only a trendsetter, but I'm a pioneer. I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. I have to father brothers and sisters into understanding their destiny. And so not only do I do that, but Hood, I'm saying the whole camp, we do that. Hood is, I'm saying he's excellent when it comes to executing. I call him Corey Gates because he's always online doing things. If I have a problem with technology, I hit him up. And I say, Hood, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? He walks me through it. So I bless God for him. And it's not that I'm greater than him, he's greater than me. We're one and the same. So just like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's how we all gel together in the kingdom. So as far as, who I am today, I knew that there was a great destiny for me. But, no one knows the course that God is going to take you.
Right.
No one knows what God is going to do. But I thank God that God chose a little fat kid from the ghetto, raised him up in the basement, made him heavier than metal. I'm so glad he allowed me to be the first, hip-hop artist to really be authentic hip-hop and to be born again and to express my love for Jesus Christ with mad flavor over hot beats. I'm so glad. The first to sign with a major company in the history of music and rep the kingdom of God on a global hip-hop platform. I thank God for it. If he could have used anybody. Now, some people look and say, oh, dude, big on himself. Let me tell you something. I can't help but to be thankful for who God is to me. And I'm not going to apologize to nobody because I'm fat like that because the Lord blessed me like that. Proverbs 11:25. And I tell everybody I meet, listen, you have to know the greatness on the inside of you, because if you're waiting for somebody to big you up or to pat you on your back, you might as well go in and lay down in a grave somewhere, in an open grave, because most people that's hugging you trying to feel where they can stick you in the back with the ice pick. Most people patting you on your back, they're not congratulating you. They're trying to find a way to stick you so you can bleed to death and get paralyzed. But I tell people, you need to love people. You need to smile. You need to enjoy yourself. And never be religious, just be real, because the whole world is looking and waiting for the realness of the power of God. And it ain't in 56 offerings every Sunday, it ain't in begging folk, it ain't in lying and conniving and slipping and dipping and tricking,
yep.
It ain't in prophet lying and parking lot prophecies. It's in the kingdom of God. It's what the gospel of the kingdom is all about, and that's what we do. We are free indeed.
Amen.
And it's not about an old, young, old thing, it's a soul thing, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And that's where we at, man.
No, but
that's where we at. I know that's a mouthful, but that's
no, good, but man. That's good, man. I mean, people need to hear this stuff. People need to hear this stuff. Too many times we sit back and we're like, oh yeah, my CD's available on iTunes, and we hang up and like, that's not the interview. The interview is, what are you doing? Who are you? What are you about? What is Christ to you? And, I mean, and you said it all, in like in one breath as a professional MC should be able to do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I love the Lord, man. I love the Lord, man. As, you know, as Mo Deacon be like, I love the Lord. You heard my cry.
You had to walk around with an organ player behind you.
You know what I'm saying? The song, you can lay your thumb accordion. But I really love God, man. And when people see the spirit of freedom in your life, they say, man, you're free, you're not bound. Why would I walk around like a big slave? You know, y'all pray my strength. I'm going through. Going through where? I'm not going through nowhere. The only way I'm going through is through the drive-thru for the bank. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going through the drive-thru to get something to eat with the family. My thing is this. We go through stuff to get to somewhere, so it's worth it. And in life is about transition. Life is about change. You and I know that there's about five different artists we see all the time on every gospel platform. Right. Them the only folk we see. Them five people. You know, so every now and then you see a couple of more people. And thank God for all that. That's fine. But there's a whole world out there full of artists and people, comedians and actors and actresses. Yes. Now, you know, when the last time you heard of a gospel actress? There's no such thing. You either get actor or you can't. So I tell people, listen, I don't care if you drive a cab. I don't care if you're a plumber. Listen, you could be filled with the Holy Ghost and you can fix pipes. The truth of the matter is, you know what I'm saying, it ain't what you call a thing. It's what you do with the call of God. Right. And a lot of people, they haven't answered the call of God in their life. They found security in gospelizing everything. But the truth of the matter is, ain't about what you gospelize. It's all about what God ordained a thing to be. And it's what you do with the call of God on your life. Amen. We need businessmen. We need businesswomen. We need architects. We need lawyers, doctors. I tell my son, listen, don't get caught up in just wanting the latest tennis shoes. I need you to own the team. I need you to own the Coliseum where they play. And that's what I teach all of our young people at the Power Movement Church. And that's what I believe people need to know. You don't have to just be a part of a thing. You need to own a thing. That is what kingdom is about. The one who owns everything has the kingdom at hand. The one who owns, the one who possesses the land, that's the one who is empowered in the kingdom. Not the people always begging and bond and all that. It's not about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's about you owning and possessing the land. Why? So that you can sit back and look at other people and say, I'm better than you. I got rims. I got a nice car. You're walking. No. The more we get, the more we become more like the Father, because now we're a source of resource for others without. We need to be able to write a check or to go and pull out a knot and handle any financial situation dealing with the kingdom or whatever. We need to have those resources, because in the earth realm, God is not going to rain down money from heaven. He's given us the power to get wealth. That's on the inside of us. It's in the Word of God. And all this money, you know, money coming in. Like, yeah, money is coming if you're investing in the kingdom of God. Because what you reap, you will sow. That's a kingdom principle. And the truth of the matter is, when you start talking about money, people get real tight and get real nervous, start doing the Harlem Shake. But the truth of the matter is, you got to release that little bit so you could receive a lot of it. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's what it is, you know. And so I believe that, man. And like I said, even online, we have working to build a strong presence. Once again, I just want to let people know, if you want to connect with me, go to J.E. Cooper Community. You go to my MySpace. And, you know, my face page, you know what I'm saying? My Facebook.com, you know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/BBJAY. Hit me up. I'm a real person. I'm here in the earth realm to speak to you, speak to your situation. I'm a real dude. I don't operate between, you know, the hours of 10 and 1 on Sunday. I operate every day. The anointing of God is on my life every day. I have some up days. I have some down days. You know, the songwriter said it this way. He said, I had some good days, I've had some hills to climb, I've had some weary days. But you know what I'm saying, that's what that is. But anyway, I ain't trying to be on American Idol, but you got to have a song in your heart for God.
Amen,
and I just want to encourage people, listen, you got to be able to let it go. You know what I'm saying, no sense of complaining, because people really don't care too much about you. I don't care how much they pat you in the back. I tell you what they're doing, they're looking for the spot to speak with ice pick. Right. People who are real are going to be real for you, real with you, and they're going to be real for the duration of your journey in the earth realm.
Right.
And that's what I'm about, you know. So when people see my J. Cooper Community, you know, we discuss, you know what I'm saying, back in the day with, you know what I'm saying, New Edition video. We just take it back stylistic, talk about jazz. We talk about life, business, how to apply, you know, kingdom principles on a day-to-day basis. How do I find out who I really am? What does God want from me?
Right.
And let me tell you, our redefinition of hip-hop is this. God gave me this assignment. And so we redefine hip-hop. we know hip-hop is a culture and all that, but when we say we have a hip-hop ministry or we have a global hip-hop platform to present the gospel of the kingdom, that hip-hop platform deals with, you know, flavor, swag, and all that. But what we're saying in it is that we're hip to who God is. H-I-P, we're knowledgeable of who God is. Hmm. And the reason why we're knowledgeable who God is because the Bible says in the book of Corinthians that there are many who don't really know God, and bad company corrupt good character. And God is saying, so come back to me. You know, get to know me for real. And so let me know that this nation is a nation that has an identity crisis. Everybody's trying to be somebody to be accepted by anybody and everybody. But the truth of the matter is God has ordained all of us to have a destiny, a purpose, and God has specifics for us to do in this earth realm. Right. He has assignments for us to accomplish. And so unless we're hip to who God is, watch this, we'll never know who we are. And so once we know God is, that takes care of that problem. We know who we are. And once we know who we are, we're hip, then we can hop. Hop is an acronym for having overcoming power. Once we receive the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, right, we have power. Now, some people say, even I've heard some gospel rappers and some even other rappers say, we're going to smash Jay-Z, smash 50 Cent, yeah, we're going to smash him. Let me tell you something. You can't even fight a war until the other army know that you're even on the battlefield. And right, most of these cats ain't even on the battlefield. They're like, dude, who are you? Never heard of you. Jay-Z and them is far from broke. And I know there's a spiritual, religious spirit that says, yeah, but what did the prophet, the man that gained hope? Yeah, we know what that says. But while you're trying to diss Jay-Z and 50 Cent on your record, you're broke. You're struggling. You don't have what you need. You about to get evicted. But they living in the Hamptons doing it real big, you know, doing parties, you know what they doing. They need Jesus just like we need Jesus.
Right.
So we're building a global fellowship that's going to deal with Hollywood from the hood to Hollywood, that's going to embrace people. So when they come the way they are, but then they transition into what God has ordained them to be by being in the presence of God, feeling the love of God, and not coming in front of a bunch of judges, but coming in front of a bunch of brothers and sisters who are loving them with the love of Jesus, stuff that people talk about, but they rarely do it. And I challenge leaders and people all over this country to stand up and be about it. Stop hiding behind these pulpits and hide behind your alligators and hide behind your collars. Pop a collar day and drop a collar day and come out, wear some jeans, go on some rocker wear or something, you know what I'm saying? Go on your, you know what I'm saying, like Christ wear. Do something.
Right.
Do something different and you get different results.
Amen.
I believe people be on time for fellowship and for worship if they ain't have to dress up like they're going to the prom and Courtney and stuff like Ludacris. They just need to come on with what they got, throw on a white tee, throw on some Air Force Ones, and come on in and say to it, lift your hands up. Another thing, that church building is not the church. We are the church. There's not enough outreach in this country because people can only believe what they believe they are. They can only be what they believe they are. And if they believe the church is the building stands still. And that's why outreach is standing still in this country. But thank God for programs like yours and what we're doing with the Kingdom Power Movement, Hood Life Entertainment, Jazz Rap Music. We're able to go forward and reach people by the masses to free them, not to bind them.
Right, right.
But we came like Jesus said in Isaiah 61, we come to free the masses. Set the captives free.
That's so
true.
You
got me started now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, just like what you were saying about like people like Jay-Z and 50, and they, you know, they got their money and stuff. And
yeah,
okay, and we totally understand. We're not saying that you should just go get your money and you be good, then you could battle them or whatever. You know,
nah,
whether they got
not
whether,
at all.
No, I know, but I'm just clarifying. You know, sometimes people listen to stuff and they just twist it around, and next thing you know, you said something you never even knew about. But
exactly. Well, you know, they're gonna do that regardless.
Yeah,
they got them dumbo ears. Go ahead.
But just to say that, you know, okay, whether they receive billions of dollars by spreading negativity through their music or not, you know, and they're at that level, the key is we need to reach out to them the same way people reached out to us. I remember, you know, when I first accepted the Lord, it wasn't because somebody came up to me and said, yo, you know, you're doing Satan's work and I'm gonna tear you apart, you know, for the Lord. It wasn't like that. It was like, you know,
right,
you know what, it's okay if you messed up. Come here, we're gonna start cleaning you up little by little, and you know,
right,
and you'll see, let God work through you as we introduce you and guide you and coach you through the steps until, you know, you can walk on your own and do this. You know, and I was listening to the, what's this guy, the comedian, Steve Harvey and Donnie McClurkin interview.
Oh my goodness.
Did you see that?
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
I mean,
I saw it.
It broke my heart the way he spoke, because he said in his, and I'm paraphrasing, and you know, you could check it up, Google it if you have to, but he said, you know, people like Jakes and this and Creflo and them, you know, I want to reach out to you, but when I call, you're too busy. You know, so he's stuck, like, trying to figure it all out by himself. And that happens to a lot of celebrities, of course. You know, where they want to reach out, but they don't know who to reach out to because most people are either too busy or when they come, they just, you know, capitalize on their fame or whatever and try to just sweep them in. And next thing you know, they're speaking, but they haven't had an encounter with the Lord or anything yet, but they're popular so they could fill up my church or something like that, you know.
You know what I hate?
And he, but he mentioned it, and that interview just, you know, I'm going to listen to it again. I wish there was a manuscript, a written text of what that interview was, because he said a lot of stuff in there that really affects most of the way most people do church nowadays.
Let me tell you something. I'm glad you brought that up. Listen, what Steve Harvey did on that interview is so real. Now, people look at him like, oh, Steve up there crying with Diamond Question. Let me tell you something. Most of these people, they're anointed, high and lifted up, this and that. They appear to be humble now. And I'm going to tell you that I teach my people the truth. I just tell them, hey, this is what it is. I'm going to tell them the truth. You know what I'm saying? We ain't about in the line and camouflage and stuff. People come with a humble face on. It's like they really into Halloween all year round. They got their humble humility, and they thank you and they bless the Lord, and their voice is always hoarse like they're preaching on the Serengeti somewhere. Let me tell you something. When you catch these people when the camera ain't on, most of these people are very arrogant, women and men, all ages. I could go down a whole list, but I ain't gonna blow nobody's situation up.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, as long as they keep their mouth shut, when they put their mouth on me, then we come and blast it. No, let me stop. But anyway, you know, they don't run their mouth by me. They put my name in their mouth, they got a problem. We gonna call them out straight up. No, but anyway, people gonna talk. People gonna do what they want to do. We ain't got no love for everybody. Amen. But the truth of the matter is that people are real humble. Got their humble face on, and like they didn't have a good taste of humble pie. But the truth of the matter is, you catch them, the lights ain't on, camera on. You catch them backstage sometimes, they cussing people out, their assistants and stuff. You'd be surprised. Some of these people, they're pastors and prophetess and all this other stuff. They be doing a lot of stuff behind closed doors. And when the cameras ain't on, but people would never believe that unless there's a hidden camera. I'm thinking about doing a show where there's a hidden camera where you can see this stuff going on. And you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I want to see that show.
Yeah. We're thinking about going to production, doing a show like that where we go undercover and we just catch people, you know what I'm saying, on the humble. Because people be doing more cussing than sailors. And then they be up there to my, well, I'm the senior pastor, I'm the prophet, I'm the evangelist. And I was like, stop playing. Let's go to videotape. The truth of the matter is, these people, and I'm not hating on,
no.
Let me be clear, I'm not hating on the body of Christ. I'm talking about fake jokers.
In general.
Yeah. There'll be a great falling away. But the thing is that there's a difference between you falling away from what Christ established and you getting away from the faith. See, there's one thing, you fall away from the faith, and you're getting away from the faith. I'm preaching the gospel, you know what I'm saying, in season, out of season, let people know, look, wake up from your spiritual coma and get away from these fake jokers, because there's a lot of fake people who talk about Jesus on Sunday, but on Monday, getting the freak on, they're lying, they're frying everything else. And you can't depend on these folks. They're taking 56 offerings because they're trying to maintain their own earthly kingdom when God ain't calling them to run them all. So what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, when I heard Steve Harvey, my heart go out to him too, because God has allowed me to be in a place to lead, to father, as well as to pastor, from the hood to Hollywood, everybody from Young Jeezy to whoever, you know what I'm saying? Whoever in Hollywood, R&B artists, and all these people, gangsters, we have it in us to reach these people. God has anointed us to do this. And so that's why, you know, we're constantly praying for people and reaching out to people, because we understand that these people want Jesus. But the problem is, they're looking at religious folk and they're saying, if Jesus is like them, I take my chance going to hell first class. They do not want that type of Jesus that's fake, that can't be faking the funk, jumping around and screaming and foaming out the mouth on Sunday and Wednesday night and on Friday night, you know, joy night. But then when they go and do something, they start cussing and fussing and backbiting and hating on people. So that's the problem.
Let me ask you a quick question before we finish up here. So what advice would you give to pastors or youth leaders, youth pastors or group ministry leaders regarding someone that is like a celebrity or just a popular person that would come to their church or to their event or to their outreach? What kind of advice would you give them? So that they don't fall into this trap of, you know, the religious folk, you know, thing. Because I think it's almost like, sometimes it's almost like automatic. Somebody of a certain status comes in and most people, they're like, oh, look who's here. You know, like you don't do that to anybody else, but that one particular person, naturally, because they're popular, they're famous. So, yeah, they stick out in the crowd. But, you know, what kind of advice do we give to those pastors that perhaps are struggling with that and want to get these guys into their church or want to love on them and just don't know how to approach it?
Well, one thing about it, and I'm flipping to the scriptures as we speak, because, you know, there's going to be somebody say, well, he ain't no preaching, come on, apostle. I ain't never heard of him. It don't matter if people heard of me or not. I'm the real deal, Holyfield. Trust me when I tell you. I am an international marketplace apostle from the hood to Hollywood, West Coast, East Coast, North, South, West, whatever, Africa, Spain, France. Just Google me. You know what I'm saying? This is the real deal. We're out doing the work, and I don't care about people patting me on the back. I know I need to hear the Lord say, well done, when I leave from here. But I got to tell you this. The book of James says this. James chapter 3, verse 1 says this. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that ye shall receive the greater condemnation. Now, right there, everybody wants to have the mic. Everybody wants to be, you know, the head guy in charge. Everybody want to be a spiritual Joe Clark. You know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is, the person that's in charge, there's going to be a greater judgment on your soul. Hello, people. Hope y'all listening. There's going to be a greater judgment on every lead. I don't care if you're the choir director. I don't care if you're teaching, you know, you're the van driver. Whatever ministry you over or think you over, there's a great judgment on your soul for being in leadership. So first of all, I would say make sure, like the Bible says, be sure of your calling. Don't get caught up what we call an okie doke because you wear a nice suit, you coordinated with the shoes, you got a nice outfit and a hat, and your pocketbook to match. And somebody say, you look like an evangelist. You look like a bishop. You like a bishop. We're going to make you a bishop. You can't make me nothing. I am who God says I am. See, that's the problem. People need to see more young men and women not answering, hello, y'all, the booty call, but the call of God. We still need holiness to be the standard in this nation. We need holiness. Sanctification, that ain't our way. We need that to be the standard. That's what God wants. He wants people with swag and with flair. He don't want nobody got their pants sagging down. You see any drawers in Jesus' name. But he wants people who wear belts, who got themselves good in the word, who are well learned. You ain't got to be no theologian, but somebody need to be a disciple. Somebody got to teach you something so you can know what to do. And that's the problem. There's not enough discipleship in this nation. Everybody wants to be a spiritual father, spiritual mother. But I teach our people and I tell them this. You have to be careful that what crib you put your baby in. Because some people got razor blades in their crib. They nasty and dirty. Some people got needles that's infected in there. Some people got nails and tacks. You got to make sure your baby's in the right crib. And sometimes you got to check yourself. Make sure you as a newborn, born-again believer is in the right crib. What's his name was crying about? Steve Harvey. The other thing about it is that just like there's illegitimate earthly parents, right, there's some illegitimate spiritual parents. So people who think they're worthy, they're not really worthy. You got to make sure that God connects you, not click you, but you connect with the kingdom of God and somebody that you ain't got to preach to the choir. God has already been ordained that man or that woman of God to walk with you through your destiny. You don't have to worry about sharing your information with them in their dining room, their living room, and then Sunday morning your stuff is all out all across the whole church house because it's all over MySpace and all Facebook and everything else. The truth of the matter is confidentiality is a very high calling with the calling of leadership in the kingdom, and most people, you can't trust them to tell them nothing because people like to be backbiters and baitbiters and pillow biters. So the truth of the matter is, that's a big part of it. I would tell leaders, listen, you have to understand when celebrities come in, you have to be like this. You have to understand who they are, and if you don't know, don't be one of them ignorant leaders that, well, I don't know, 50 cent, what a 35 cent, what they gonna call them, nickel, and everybody laugh, ha 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 ha. So 50 cent is paid. You're broke and you're robbing the people so you can keep your Gator collection right. Yeah. So you keep your Bentley, your Phantom right. But you're robbing the people. They're all on Section 8, and you're living out somewhere real big, fat on the hill, and they're living in the project. See, I'm not for that. I believe that as God blesses the head, even when you take a shower, your head get wet, your shoulders, the whole body get wet. Only way you don't get wet is you ain't in the tub. So you got to be connected with the visionary, with the head. And if the head is right, then you'll be all right. If your head is lopsided, your whole body going to get wet because the water going to hit it and jump off somewhere else.
That's right.
But if you have a level-headed leader, you need to understand the vision of that leader, and you need to connect, and you need to be faithful to the things of God, and know that that's where God has placed you, not because your family. My family grew up in this church. My mother used to be, no, forget all that. All that slave lineage stuff, that got to stop. You understand what I'm saying? When people come with celebrity status, you have to acknowledge them for who they are, You know what I'm saying? And bless God for them. You don't platform them or try to, you know, hey, y'all gonna sing a song, but that's not what they're there for. 9 times out of 10, they're not there just to platform. They're there looking for something from God. But if you're an ignorant person and you're not flowing in discernment, you'll think that, you know, this is the time to blow up the spot, so everybody, I'm connected with Hollywood. No, right. You're not. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make a fool out of yourself.
Right.
The truth of the matter is that when these people come, we need to, you know what I'm saying, don't try to put them in the first row and all stuff. Let people tune them. You know, some people are going to push their way to the front. You know what I'm saying? You got to usher and you got to have order in the house of God. But you know what I'm saying? When they come, you got to acknowledge them. You know what I'm saying? We have songs that ask if they want to be not whatever. Cool. Give them their props. Because they used to being acknowledged. You got to use wisdom. Hello?
Right.
If people used to being acknowledged, you don't want to shut them down. But then again, you got to use wisdom because they may want to be on the low, too. If somebody's right. sitting in the congregation with some shades on, 9 times out of 10, they don't want you to blow up their spot. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Or they're sitting in the back. They say, yeah, we got songs on the back. And everybody start looking. We got Keith Cole now. You know what I'm saying?
That's as, a person as they turn around and walk out, right?
Exactly. And then yeah. you got everybody, watch this. Now, you got your whole youth department. Everybody in youth department saved. I don't care how long they've been in the church house. You can't wrestle with no pastor and win with that. And they tell, oh, our young people on fire for God. But we have conferences. You know, we deal with real topics. One of the topics is this. Oh, me so horny, but I'm trying to live holy. We have topics like holes in church clothes. That's what we discuss. Because, see, a lot of people fake the funk, and they're going through. They want deliverance, but they can't get it because people won't be real with them and say, you know what, baby? Yeah, I'm on the mother's board now, and I got all right on. And they ain't had no poles back in my day, but I slid down the banister. They're my bloomers. People won't tell the truth. People will not tell the truth. And so, you know, when people come, we acknowledge people for who they are. We thank God for them, and we reach out to them. And all this, fill out all this information, I'm not really off of that. People give me all these applications when you come in, fill in your name, fill out your social security. I'm not with all that. We try to make it as comfortable as far as hospitality so that you can focus on the Word of God, get in the presence of God, get your deliverance, get saved, get healed, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Get your breakthrough. So when you meet God, it ain't about, I'm meeting Apostle Cooper. I'm meeting Apostle BBJ. Yeah, I mean, no. I'm not the one to meet. The star of the show is Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
And true stars shine because they hang around the sun. So it's all about Jesus, the S-O-N, you understand?
Amen.
And so that's what we do, man. We want to make people, because people are coming in. We have a ministry that's designed from the hood to Hollywood for all those big stars. You can name them. All of them could come in. Hollywood, all of them. Any of them come in and be amongst us and feel the presence of God. Cry out to God, ain't worried about nobody. Look at them like, man, is that diamond? How many carats that is? And what they driving outside? No.
Yeah.
And if people need to get out, you know what I'm saying? We respect, that's who they are. You know, they got to get out. They don't need to be mobbed. They're not all the grass and all that. Can you come by youth to service next week? And come on. You got to let people go and do what they do. And as a leader, I always reach out, me and my wife and our leadership always do what we can with our hospitality team to reach out to people so they feel not compromisable, but feel comfortable in the sense of, I can come here and I can get with God and I ain't got to worry about all these people to go through, everybody
right.
trying to shake your hand and trying to get you for application.
Yeah, that happens.
You know what I'm saying?
That happens. I think,
but that's what it is.
Even one of the artists, I forgot which one it was, in one of his songs, he says, "When I come to your church, no autographs, please," or whatever, you know. And there's a cry out for God from everybody, man. Yo, I thank you so much. I thank you so much for the interview. I feel your heart. I feel your mission. Like I said, I've watched your videos. People that are listening to this, or if you're downloading the podcast, check out the BBJ, everything, whatever's out there. Like he said, just Google BBJ, J.E. Cooper.
Yep. And on YouTube, you got BBJAY channel. That's on YouTube.
Okay.
BBJAY channel. And that J.E. Cooper community, man, got to shout that up. Y'all check me out, www.jecooperconnect.webs.com/. I need y'all to holler at me. Be part of the community because you get a lot of information. It's really going to help you in your destiny.
Amen. Yo, thank you so much. You know what I'm going to do, right? I'm going into the old CDs. I'm going to play Okie Doke featuring Fat Soul.
Look at you. Listen, you know we got to come live. You know, I got to help you, man. You know, those what we call BBJ classics. Those oldies but goodies, BBJ classics. But it wouldn't be right if I didn't spit something for them live. You know,
okay, here we go.
I got to give it to them. Y'all ready?
Y'all, oh, we ready.
I know it's been a minute. Get your herbs, strip your authentic liver, sizzle, let's split your body from your soul and spirit. The mouth of the spy, Pharisee, and critic, I shudder to seal it. Even if traditionalists were certified blind, my just fat rhymes, they couldn't feel it. I'm one of a kind, the world is mine. Please don't get it twisted. Jehovah God brought me over, so now I ain't left the four chicks and cars. And Cuban cigars ain't my thing no more. You say you got dough, I peeped your crib. The word of God crossed more. What Christ done did on Calvary is phenomenal. Haters, they get cut up like abdominals. Ow!
There it is. No doubt.
Yo. Shout out the Hood Light. Don't forget Hood. 704 in the MySpace. My man Hood, Hood Life Entertainment.
Definitely. Yes, sir. Definitely. Well, I got his track, so I'm adding those to my rotation as well, man.
No doubt. No doubt. I appreciate you, man, and to all your listeners. I just want to say keep supporting this station. You know what I mean? You know, support what you believe in. So we stand with you, stand for you, and keep on blazing for the kingdom. That's what it's all about.
Amen. Thanks so much, man. God bless, and have a great night, bro.
No doubt. Love you, man. Right, hey, peace. Check it out. Don't forget, if that's want to get in contact with me, too, that's RB&B Management, Tori Causey, 678-570. Y'all listen?
Go ahead.
6876. Once again, that's 678-570-6876. Tori Causey, RB&B Management, for the booking, the empowerment, tour, and all that good stuff. The drive is coming December the 1st, you heard?
All right, peace, man. Yo, thanks a lot.
One.
All right, God bless. There we have it, BBJ last-minute interview. And Okie Doke is this track we're going to play right now. He mentioned that in his interview. When you hear the song, you know exactly what it's about. And then we're going to get back on the phone with Lil Lala, who's been patiently waiting around. And we're trying to make sure she gets her time on the air. And we have her there. So we're not going to waste any time. Let's go right into this track. This BBJ Okie Doke featuring Fat Soul from Universal Concussion. That's the first CD that really hit hard by BBJ. Keep it locked. You're listening to Rap Fest Radio, rapfestradio.com.
Front like they got the John Blaze. MCs whack for days. High profile raps make me laugh like baps. I pass others fail, cause they fruit stale in detail. Proceed to give you what you need. It's the Cristiano way, big butter. Resurrect souls from the gutter.
Word to the wild.
Let the Holy Ghost be your God. Hellfire.
Hebrew boy.
Vote inside. You can run, but you can't hide. Watch your stride.
We sanctify
the lie. No time for that shady. It's a done deal for real. BBJ, baby, you're so rare in the time. Demons are very alive. BBJ, you're most sanctified celebrity. I'm taking gospel to a level that nobody can take it. No joke, I'm destroying you. The man you love hating. I'll tell you one time. Haters can't shine. I pity the fool who claim what God say is mine.
That okey doke.
Cats and rats talking that gaggity gap. You whack.
That okey doke.
You real slick about your mouth, but the truth you lack. Bound.
That okey doke.
I'm loving the way DJs plugging the butter. BBJ to the dawn, script one or the other. Time to discover, reaching new cultures and classes. BBJ the king, king fed, reaching the masses. Got a fist for souls, the abyss ripped the soul. Cristiano family dropping bars for show. We roll like gold for soul, reaching the truth. Jesus we into, swing central too. I'm BBJ, who you with, what you do?
Fat pastor,
just fat click the crew. I'm a modern day messiah with a goal that's higher. I'm the man with the plan that's hot like fire. I'm a live fire with the most RBI. Cast long like a lock, so mighty high. Bye bye to every phony fake preacher and teacher. Let them all be a curse, set it off like Peter. Yeah, no more darkness, don't shine here.
That okey doke.
Expose the plot, mad crooked cops caught hot.
That okey doke.
Holy hustlers, all that, putting word on cats.
That okey doke.
We in the last days, Satan manifests only one way.
Yeah, yeah. Heavy hitter, straight mic ripper. Rhymes never bitter, demons quiver when my tongue starts to flicker. Representing holy hustler, my flow deliver. How you figure? I can't be twice as nice. John Ice and Rock Platinum Ice with Jay Christ. My style is airtight. A lot of cats in the dark, they need light for real. Jokers on some glamour, they think they quite bills. Holy hustler, step up, time to make a kill.
Yeah.
My style is so strong, gotta put it in pills.
Yo, check it. We chill like ice cubes in Alaska. Holy hustlers, fat so fat, past the blaster. Bringing life and hope, unlike you lyrical killers. Running your mouth with that okie doke. You cats broke and bent, trying to represent, but you can't touch us. We holy hustlers. I'll tell you one time, haters can't shine.
With that okie doke.
I pity the fool who claim what God say is mine.
That okie doke.
Cats and rats talking that gaggity gap. You whack.
With that okie doke.
You real slick about your mouth, but the truth you lack.
block. Mad crooked cops caught hot. Holy hustlers all out, putting word on cats. We in the last days, Satan manifest only one way.
Yep, that was BBJ. Right now, we're going to call Lil Lala and talk to her. It's been a great night, man. Woo.
Lala speaking.
Lil Lala, this is Rap Fest Radio with your wake-up call. How you doing? Wake up!
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Man, it's just a pleasure to get you on the phone. I'm sorry we couldn't, you know, you couldn't make it to the interview Friday. We played your music, and after this interview, I'm going to play the tracks I have that are yours as well. But let's get right into it, man. Let people know who Lil Lala is.
Man, it's real simple. 30-year-old female, repping Jesus Christ to the fullest as always. Grew up in the church, straight away from the church like so many do, trying to fit into the light, I guess you could say, that the world seems to like portray, you know, trying to fit into the cliques and stuff, and kind of straight away, and then, you know, came back, and when I came back, that's when God handed me a mic and said, this is what I want you to do. I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, God handed you the mic. That's crazy. Imagine that cipher. All right, Lil Lala, it's your turn. Bam. You're like, how do you follow that? You know?
Right. Especially for me, because I was never the one that would, you would never catch me on stage or like talking to, you know, public speaking, nothing. Like, you would never catch me doing that. And so for God to really like just change me and mold me, like, even my family was just like, what are you rapping?
Hmm.
What, you want to speak? What, you want to talk to young girls? Like, you know, so God really, like, really transformed me, and to make me do and put me in line to on the path that He wants me to do. So, you know, God's good. I know, no complaints over here, you know.
Word.
But God's definitely good.
So you went from not wanting to be in front of the public to having shared the stage with T-Bone, Edwin Hawkins, Lil I-Rock, Canton Jones, Mr. Dell, Pedidy, K-Drama, Bobby Jones. I mean, that's a big transformation, you know?
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy because people, like, for me, like, I sit back, and I don't sit back and be like, yeah, I've shared the stage with this person. Like, honestly, I don't really think much of it because I don't put myself on a pedestal. Like, I don't put them on a pedestal either. I feel like we're just all ministers, you know, doing the will of God. And so it's funny that, you know, people come up to me and be like, well, how does it feel? You know, a lot of interviews, a lot of people ask me, like, how does it feel to, you know, share the stage with this person, that person? I'm just like, I share the stage with that person? Like, oh, yeah. You know, because it doesn't, you know, to me, it's just like, it's ministry. It's not what people think it is, like the limelight. I'm not doing it for all that. I'm just doing it for ministry, and that's it.
You're like, oh, that's who that was. I was wondering. He did sound familiar.
Right.
Oh, but that's cool. So tell us, you still host this quarterly concert thing in the community?
I actually am getting started back up again in December, December 20th. We're actually doing an Angel Tree program. It's just a program where we're giving gifts back to young kids whose parents are actually incarcerated.
Yes.
So we invite, you know, about last year we fed and gave gifts to about 600 kids.
Awesome.
From the community. And so we're doing it again this year. So I'm really looking forward to it. This is our 50th year, but it's completely, you know, it's expanding as it should, especially when you're doing it for God and for the ministry. And so, you know, it's a fun-filled time. You know, a lot of churches, they do Angel Tree out here, but they, you know, they just have the parents come or the foster parents come and hand the gifts to them. But for us, it's more ministry, so we make it like a fully full-day event and, you know, have games for the kids, free giveaways, everything, make it all for the community and make it all free.
That's awesome. I mean, that's one of the most important things we can do as ministers, whether it's gospel, hip hop, gospel, ballet, whatever you do, you know, is to be able to reach out to your local community, or even if it's not necessarily a local community, but you know that you're reaching out to a community that's in need. You know, not right. not just waiting for that call to rock on the 50,000 people stages. You know, those are hot. Those are fun. They're inspiring for us. You know, you get to sharpen your craft a little bit, see people's reaction, sell a few CDs, support your ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you get out into the streets and you get out to, you know, to these kids that truly need. I remember my saddest in the sense of just emotionally speaking, my saddest experience was rapping at Kings County Hospital, but it was like in the prison ward of the hospital where these guys were, they had the IV connected and they're handcuffed to the beds, you know. And it was so hard for me to like just to spit a rhyme, and I could usually freestyle at any given moment about anything that's in front of me. And I just found it so hard. You know, I was like looking for the key. I want to free this brother, you know, get out, you know, start over.
Yeah. But,
and it's so hard because they're locked up and sick, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
So that, and that's tough. But that's what we're called to do. I mean, we that's what we should be doing. So,
yeah, I think a lot of artists, especially a lot of artists in this day and age, that's one thing that we lack. And I think a lot of churches are starting to lack in that aspect as well. I think we kind of lose focus of, you know, where our ministry is supposed to be. It's not supposed to necessarily be in the church. Our ministry should be in the streets, because that's where the lost is at. So,
amen.
I think we as people and we as churches need to learn to come together and just, you know, hit the blocks, hit the parks, hit the, you know, the jailhouse or the shelters, hit everywhere. And just, you know, just do what God has called us to do instead of just keeping inside our four walls and waiting for them to come in.
Amen. Amen. I always think of the church for us as a gas station. You know, you go to the gas station Sunday morning, you fill your tank, and then you go ride.
Right.
You go out, you do what you got to do. And then if it's emptying out, you know, hopefully you have a Tuesday night refill or Wednesday night refill, whenever your next meeting is. You fill up again, you know. Now, I mean, you're supposed to maintain your, you know, change your oil and all that stuff on your own. You don't go to the gas station for that. You do that on your own, you know. But it's that whole analogy where people think, okay, I went to the gas station, I filled my tank. Now I'm going to shut the car off and close the doors and leave it there. So now nobody else could come and get filled, and you're not doing nothing with what you have.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's so important. So, you're in the seminary at Lancaster Bible College?
I am enrolled. I'm studying the book of Joshua right now.
So nice.
We're hitting that Joshua.
So is this...
It's hard work, though.
No joke. I mean, Bible seminary... It's not. So is this leading towards a pastoral role or something, or just for your own benefit?
Honestly, I went into it just for my own benefit. I feel like, you know, just as a minister through rap, I feel like it's important for me to have that foundation. And, you know, I don't want to just, you know, have a foundation to where I'm reading every day and I'm doing my devotionals and I'm going to church. But I really want to have the, you know, I want to have it all. Like, I'm searching for it, to have it all, so that when I, you know, when God places me in front of people, that you know, He can truly use me and take me and expand me, like, out, not just in my city, but just around the world. So I just really wanted to, you know, dig in deep into His Word, and like, what better place to do that with me than in Bible college? So
yeah,
that was. I mean, it was a personal choice. I've always wanted to go. Even after I graduated high school, I always wanted to go to theology. So that's what I did. Finally.
That's awesome. I mean, and it's important because we speak about this all the time, where there are artists out there, particularly in gospel hip hop, that are going around and rapping, and they're saying good stuff, but it's usually the same thing over and over, and they just, you know.
Right.
And because they haven't gotten deep enough into the Word. And trust me, like, you know, even BBJ was saying earlier, you don't have to be all theological about it. But there should be a new song in your heart all the time, you know, something new, something fresh coming out all the time, which is, you know, which is so important. So so tell us, I mean, you told me that this is the first interview you do in about 2 years. Is that true?
Yeah, it's been almost a year and a half, almost 2 years. Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a minute. I have in my last interview was actually Mixed Masters Lounge.
Oh, okay.
And that was live television. So. But rather than that, like, I haven't really done any radio. I just kind of been studying and going to school and working. So, you know,
so you're
doing that and working on a new album, The Return.
Okay. But, when is that album due out?
It's due out January 29th, 2010.
Okay. We're definitely going to have to get a couple of tracks from there and set you up for a good interview right before it drops. Maybe on the Monday. That's a Tuesday, the 29th, right? Or whatever.
I don't even know what day. I think it's a Friday.
Okay. Hopefully that Monday.
It'll drop online. It'll drop online though on Tuesday.
Okay.
On iTunes, Amazon, and all that.
So we'll definitely try to get you up the Monday before it drops everywhere to let people know. That'll be a good thing and help push it, you know, as much as we can. But so how long have you been doing gospel hip hop itself?
I'd probably say since I was about 18. I'm 30 now, so I lose count sometimes. But you know, I try to keep count, and then you start feeling old. You know what I'm saying? So but since I was about 18, I kind of, in a sense, had gone through a transition in my life when my grandmother had passed away, and it, like, it really brought me closer to God, because I always felt like nobody really understood what I was going through emotionally and just mentally. To be close to your grandmother and have her pass away. Me and my mom are very close, but, you know, nobody's love is like your grandmother's, you know. So for when she passed away, you know, I had just turned 18. I had just started college. I had just graduated high school, and I had gone through so many transitions in high school to where by the time I graduated and then my grandmother died, it was just like, okay, I felt so alone, but it only brought me even closer to God. And that's when God really started molding me and placing people around me to you know, offer me free studio time to, you know, I've always written poetry. So for me, it was easy. I've always been into music. I play piano. I play drums. So for you know, to put in the production together, it was easy. So it was just like everything just kind of fell right into place. After my grandmother died, it was just like, okay, now God said, now I can have your full attention. This is what I need you to do. And, you know, he really placed the people around me to kind of guide me and mold me and push me right where, you know, I need to be. And I'm still doing it to today.
I'll tell you one thing. I play drums, and a female drummer is probably one of the best things to see in a band, because you don't usually see it. You know, you don't usually see. We were at Rev Gen in New Jersey. It was a big event, and they had an urban stage with Lecrae and Trip Lee and a bunch of different bands. And there was a worship team called, I think it was the Worship Warriors or something. And the drummer was a girl, but she was in there. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we take away the title of female drummer and just say drummer, you know, because I mean, she was really good. And I don't think drums, you know, we always do that. Female MC. Why you got to say female MC? You're an MC. You're an MC. You got to do it. That's it. You're not a female accountant. You're an accountant. You're an accountant. That's it. You know, true. But it was really good to see, you know, I personally love to see a female drummer, because many times it underestimated the ability and talent of a female for whatever reason, who knows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come out and they just rock, it's crazy. It's crazy. But so you said you were surrounded by some people that offered you free studio time and stuff. Speaking of that, who's around you as a spiritual mentor as far as gospel hip hop and stuff, and also what church do you attend and minister at?
I attend Emmanuel Baptist Church here in San Jose, California, under direction of Pastor Alexander, and I've been there, man, since I was born. So I've been all my life. Grew up there in the music ministry. I direct the choir. I'm over the children's ministry. I'm assisting in the youth department. So
when do you sleep?
I don't. I really don't. I feel like I live at the church.
You ain't kidding. I mean, it sounds it.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm. It keeps me out of trouble. It keeps my focus, you know, on God completely, and you know, I can't complain about it, because I look at a lot of people that I've grown up with, and I look at their lifestyle and where they're at in life and where I am in life, and all I can say is I really thank God that God grabbed me and snatched me out of different situations and different times of my life.
Amen.
To put me where I am right now, because now I can minister to those same people that I used to be out there clubbing with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for me, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I may not get a lot of sleep. And people ask me all the time, like, how come you don't sleep, girl? You're always tired. I'm like, I'm tired, but I'm tired, you know, not mentally. My body is tired. Right. But spiritually, I'm ready to keep pushing. And you know, a lot of people don't get it, but I don't sleep much though.
No, but that, I mean,
I stay working.
Hey, as long as you're still young and you can do it, go for it. I know I suffered that disease when I was younger. You know, just you get involved in everything. Even to this day, I'm always just involved in everything and anything. And sometimes I look at it and, you know, I slow down. I appreciate the church I'm at now, the Sanctuary Fellowship. You know, the pastor's like, I don't want you involved in more than two things. You know, just do what you got to do and leave it at that. Even though you want to, just so you can spend time with your family and focus on other stuff, which makes sense to, you know, especially when you're older and you have, you know, I have three kids, I have a granddaughter and my wife and work and stuff, you know, so you need that time. Mm-hmm. But hey, when I was younger, you couldn't stop me. I was playing the drums, I played the piano, I bought a bass, I played the trumpet, I cleaned the basement, I got the keys, I'm shoveling, I'm helping park car, you know, whatever has to be done, that's the way we operate,
right.
You know, but that's good. So now, as far as music, what musical mentors or partners do you surround yourself with?
A lot of different producers, because I, you know, when I first got into the music stuff, before I even started rapping, like, I was always trying to make beats, and, like, cause, you know, I play piano, I play drums, so as a drummer, like, you get it just so intrigued by different sounds that you automatically start wanting to put things together. So I've always been interested in production, so I started doing production first, before I even started rapping, and but I seem to, I don't know why, I always seem to surround myself with a lot of producers. Not many MCs, but I do have a few, you know, MCs that I really consider my brothers and my sisters in Christ, and that would be like brothers like Cruz Cordero and Shekinah from Boston, and you know, the Walk Right brothers from North Carolina, Chosen from Chicago. So I mean, they're all over the place. But I really try to surround myself with people that are walking, you know, walking in God's favor, walking for God 100%. Because I guarantee when you surround yourself with people that aren't, they'll most definitely pull you. As much as you think that you may be able to minister to them, if you're continually with them all the time, they'll start pulling you down.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt.
Those are a few people. Some of the producers is Tony Stone, K-Drama. I'm getting ready to start working a little bit with Lil I-Rock, so.
Okay.
You know, God really opened up a lot of doors and making things happen. So
because you have such a busy schedule with the church, when the album drops, is there a tour in plans, or is that not even an option?
No, there is a tour in plans. We're pushing for the summertime. We're going to do like just a little promoting up until about June, and then we'll do like a 3-month tour. I usually tour every year anyway, but we'll see what God plans. God's kind of putting things together, putting, you know, different connections. So we'll see what happens with that. So.
Yeah. And so besides school, are you working full time for the church?
No, I work part time for the church. I work a regular part time job, and then I go to school part time.
Okay, that's three. That's like three halves for a whole. So you figure that one
out. Yeah. So that's like 4 hours of sleep a day. You know, but you know, I'm standing still, so I can't really complain.
No, but that's good. I mean, we have to, you know, many times you hear people say, yo, you know, I'm on my grind, but they ain't doing nothing, you know?
Right.
Like, what do you mean you're on your grind? You every time I call you, you're home doing nothing, you know? But but that's really important. That's really important. So if you had a message to give to anybody doing, you know, hip-hop music, particularly the female MCs, I was just at the Kingdom Choice Awards on Saturday, and when they had the female MC category, I think they only had like three names up. It's the first time they did it. You know, they're going to expand. They're looking to expand the whole thing from the nomination process all the way to the selection, all of that stuff. So they only had like three names up there for the female MCs, and Mahogany Jones and Light the Flow Minister. They did a song together. It was incredible. They just rocked the place.
Ooh.
But what kind of advice would you give to maybe not even just not a female MC, because I really don't want to label it, you know, but to any MC that's also working and really busy, because a lot of people are like, yo, I want to do this, but I'm so busy, you know, and you have to find the time. You got an album coming out, so somewhere in those 4 hours of sleep, 2 hours is in the studio, I guess that's all you have left, you know, so so you know, how do you manage all of that time and be productive in all areas, you know, for time management purposes? What would you tell others?
Honestly, you just got to be focused. You have to have I mean, honestly, you got to be 100% focused. But make sure, if anything, that you stay grounded in your word, because that's the foundation of your album. That's the foundation of your walk, your ministry. If your foundation ain't built right, if it's not able to withhold what the world's throwing at you, then it's going to crumble. So it's important that just stay grounded in your word, keep strong people around you. And as far as time goes, you know, you got to make sure that when your album comes out, or when you're working on your album, make sure you're working on it on God's time and not your time, because sometimes we as Christians will try to push, you know, to do stuff, and it's, and God's like, wait, hold up, it's not time yet, hold on for a minute. So I mean, especially for me, because I had to push my album back. My album was supposed to come out in September, now it's coming out in January, because God said, no, it's not time yet, you know. And now I understand why, you know, why he's put it on hold. So it's just important, as Christians, artists, ministers, you know, just make sure everything you do is on God's time first, and you keep God first in everything that you do, and make, most definitely stay prayerful, stay on your knees at all times.
Amen. I mean, and that's so important. I mean, that's the basis of our whole ministry, you know.
Right.
Just staying in the word and the fellowship with the brethren of the church, which, of course, you do a lot of, which is good and is really right. Important. So that's cool. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking through your key points, your bio, or whatever you want to call it. It's so impressive on its own that if I had to book you for something, I would just read this and say, oh, that's off the hook. Just bring her in, you know. Because it does, you know, it has a lot of good connections with a lot of people that I personally know, and also people that are trusted in the industry as far as ministry is concerned, you know. And I did want to ask a little question. What was so important about putting Lil Nada is more than just a 5'2 petite female?
Somebody
messing with you, calling you short or something like that?
Yeah, like everybody talking about me, like, they see me, they be like, oh, I see why you call yourself Lil Lala. It ain't just Lala. It gotta be little. You know what I mean? Because I am short. So when people see me, because I've had a lot of people tell me all the time, like, they see me on stage or they'll see me on TV and they be like, you look a lot taller on TV. You know, like, I went to the Holy Hip Hop Awards in January. They were like, you're Lil Lala? They looked at me up and down like... Like, where's the rest of me? Like, you're short. Like, you really little Lala. I'm like, oh man. So that's why I just added that little part to the front, because I tell people, like, man, I'm more than just a 5'2", you know, African American female. Like, you know, I'm more than that. I'm you know, look inside of, you know, my ministry. Don't worry about what I look like. That don't mean nothing.
That's great. So the youth that you work with in the church, are there any in there that you're probably mentoring or coaching towards hip-hop ministry of sorts?
Actually, I am. One of the artists, she's on a song called Worship. I think you played it. She's a singer. She's 16 years old, but when you hear her sing, you would swear she's like 30.
Really? Okay.
But I've been mentoring her for about 4 or 5 years now. She's actually working on a new album. And then I have another young lady named Carlisa and another fellow named Marcel. And they're all working on working on singles and just, you know, really mentoring them, making sure they stay in the word and, you know, trying to keep them on the street. You know what I'm saying?
So do I hear like Lil Lala Records coming out of this?
Nah, man. Something like that. You ain't supposed to tell everybody. No, I'm just kidding. But nah, a little something like that. We'll see. We'll see what's going on.
Well, no, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, and it's important to train them. You know, it's the greatest thing, I think, for anyone who's putting together a label, and it may not be market or industry practices, if you can be the one to coach them throughout, you know that when you sign them or release them or put them down with you, you're confident. Or better yet, you're responsible for what they're bringing out, because you're the one that helped them from the beginning. You know, it's like Brother E and I always say, you know, we like to build relationships with people before we put them on. We've been guilty of putting people on without really building a relationship and just getting burnt because they don't understand us, and they think they understand us, and they, you know, it's all of this bad stuff. But, you know, we're learning. We have to stick to that. We build relationships with people first, and when we're 100% confident in what we're doing, then we put it through. You know, yeah. Like Brother E's in the chat room, he said, yeah, we've been burnt extra crispy too. You know, and Princess J says, what's up? She's in the chat room also.
What up, chick?
But, you know, we're learning to lean on that every day more and more as we observe everything that's around us, you know, and that's important for yourself as well. You know, like I said, me personally, I get excited when I see a layout like the one you have on your paper here, and I see names like, you know, K-Drama, T-Bone, you know, Lil I-Rock, Canton Jones. Those are names that are somewhat respected within the industry itself, that, you know, it's not just a bunch of clowns trying to get over, you know, or they just, you know, we could abuse of this person's ministry. They don't know what's going on, you know, nothing like that. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing, you know, but, okay, Lil Lala Records coming soon. You heard it here first. another exclusive 2 years later. No, but that's
right.
That's dope. So do you have any events or anything coming up that people could go check you out, or a website where people could go see your music, hear your music, buy your music?
I believe you can still check out my video on Mixmasters Lounge. You can check out steelroots.com. And then also, I won't be doing any shows for right now up until I'll be doing a little, you know, I'll be kind of performing my single, little some, not a lot, at the Angel Tree program for the youth in December. Maybe doing something for New Year's Eve. But then rather than that, not really, just really focusing on, you know, just the album and trying to make sure that it's, you know, 100% and not 95. So.
Wow. Okay. And who, any expected features on this album that we can get excited about from now? Or are you doing this strictly solo, or all the features just producers?
It's not strictly solo. I have a production by K-Drama, Tony Stone. I got, caught me off guard, man. It's like a long list of them. let me see. You may hear a little bit of R. Swift on my album. And
nice.
Wild Child from Walk Right Records, Survivor, K-Drama. We got little features here and there. Y'all most definitely will be surprised. I do have a track on there with Octavia Harris and Rain.
Oh, okay.
Who are both female MCs. So we got a female MC track on there. So it's gonna be real different as far as a female, coming from a female perspective.
Right.
Because the album itself is entitled The Return, Forgetting the Forgotten. And so it's the concept of it is it's a little twist to it. I don't want to give it away because I really want people to kind of embrace the album.
Sure.
And the first track on it will just, you know, kind of lay you out the full concept of the album. So I don't really want to give it away. But
no, don't give it away. It builds that anticipation. Like, I want to know. Okay, get it when it comes out.
right.
But that's cool. I mean, it's like I was talking to Mahogany Jones and speaking to also Light the Flow Minister on Saturday, and I was like, you know, because Light says she's coming back out with an album, she's working on it, and nice. I was like, thank you, because we do need some more female MCs to come out. You know, it's been quiet too long, you know, as far as the female MCs, but real, you know, real hard hitting female MCs, and, you know, and I appreciate that stuff. So we're definitely looking forward to a Lil Lala CD in January, right?
Yeah, in January. I'll probably leak you a little one about 2 weeks before the release date, so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we'll hype it up as much as we can, you know. We'll let people know. We'll tell people they have to listen. You know, that's how we do. You have to listen. It's Rap Fest Radio. This is Rap Fest Radio in the Bronx. You have to listen. We get BBJ on you. Did you hear BBJ earlier?
Nah, man, my computer kept freezing.
Oh, man. He was on a roll. I could have stopped. He was preaching. He was going and going and going.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it. I heard a little bit. That's my boy, BBJ. That's my boy.
He was going. He had me laughing, though, because I know that his kind of character is the kind of like, he's like, oh man, you got me started now. And he just kept going, oh, 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 oh. But it was good, you know, some good stuff, some real good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like writing notes. Oh, I say, okay, I got to respond to this. I got to respond to that. If you give me a chance to talk, I'll respond to this and I'll respond to that. No, but it was good to speak to him too. So, you know, I don't want to take you away from your beautiful sleep, because I know you need to rest. You only have like maybe 2 hours to sleep now, because I took up two.
No, I got like two and a half.
Oh, two and a half. Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm good. Yeah.
But Are you up to dropping an acapella for us?
That's
a yes.
Oh, is it?
That is a yes.
All right, I'll speak some.
Go ahead.
All right. Alpha and Omega, the everlasting Father, the Holy One, the Savior, the Holy Righteous Abba. We stand in reverence, Lord, this song's just for you. You're such a mighty God, but all I need is you. You're so mighty, mighty, we call you King of Kings, Prophet, Redeemer, Creator of every single being. Lord, you're so amazing. I can't breathe without you. So I raise my hands, close my eyes. Lord, I love you. Bow my head, bow your head like when Jesus died. The blood stain in his hands, the spear in his side. It's a strong story, yeah, and it's the truth. So I sit back all day, Lord, and I worship you. Why you staring, Doc? Come worship with me. Lord, we got haters, they just staring at me. But it's okay, okay, I'll bow down anyway. Because one day you'll bow down and raise your hands and say, I worship you.
Nice. You see, you could do that. You're not tired. You're not tired. Just
oh, no,
do
I'm
it.
Tired, man.
No, you're not tired. Yo, but I appreciate you, sister, for, you know, for taking out the time. Like I said, I know you're busy and... That's good, but it was good to connect with you, and I look forward to being able to, you know, get more of your music, and I'm going to try to follow up on everything that you're doing and let people know Lil Lala is here, the return of Lil Lala, you know. It sounds like a movie. You should do that. Lil Lala, the return, movie? The movie.
The movie. Well, look out for the TV show, me and Princess J. We coming out with a talk show.
Really?
Look out for that sometime next year. Yeah. So,
oh, okay.
Major shout out to Princess J. We're going to do like a little, it's going to be like a reality kind of television show. So look out for that.
All right. We're doing a little something,
you know. I think it's important that people see how Christians live in the reality, in the real world.
Because
I think, you know, you look at TV, they got all these reality shows, and it's just like, okay, well, where's the Christians at?
Well, you know.
You know,
off the record, I think you should just go speak to BBJ because he said exactly what you just said.
Are you serious?
I kid you not. He said...
That's why we're brothers and sisters, see?
But his reality show is a little different. He said he wanted to put a mic, like, backstage when the preachers get off stage to hear how they really act behind the stage. He said, because sometimes, you know, sometimes they're so fake and, you know, up in front, they're like, press... you got to hear the... I'm sorry, you would have to download the podcast because I don't want to say anything that he didn't say and say that he said, you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay, I'm going to download it.
You'll download the podcast. It should be up sometime tomorrow night. But he was talking about, yeah, I want to put, you know, get like some hidden cameras and put them backstage so you can hear how these preachers really are when they're backstage. You know, they're all in their alligators and this and that, but then backstage, you know, he was on a roll. He must have had like a tall Dunkin' Donuts coffee or something next to him because he was going. But seasoned veteran, I'm sure, for interviews. So that was awesome. But that's cool. So we'll definitely keep in touch with you. We'll find out when your music is available, anything you have. Also, any MCs and stuff that you come across out there, our goal is to expose as many ministries as possible that are doing legitimate work for the Lord. When I say by legitimate, it's not they're just not looking to get a record deal and be heard, but they're actually out right there doing, you know, work for the kingdom. We like to expose them to, you know, to the audiences as well. So feel free to hit them our way. We'll see what we can, you know, work something with them.
Most definitely will.
Cool. So again, we appreciate you. Take care.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a sweet 2-hour rest.
I will try, man. Now it's down to like two hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, no. I got to hang up. I don't want to be responsible for you being late wherever you got to go or falling asleep at work or anything like that.
All right, then.
All right. So you take care. And when I hang up, I'm going to play worship. That's the song that has what's the girl's name?
Jasmine B.
Lil Lala.
Jasmine B.
Okay. And the song is called Worship here on Rap Fest
Radio. It's called Worship.
Worship. Worship. You can go to sleep now.
All right. Thanks, bro. Bye, y'all. Love y'all.
All right. God bless. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right.
Yeah, Lil Lala getting ready for her 2 hours and 13 minutes sleep because we took up some of her time from her sleep. But that's good. We're going to go right into this track by Lil Lala. It's called Worship. Then we'll come back, and I think we're going to be out in about 2 seconds after that. Keep it locked. Rap Fest Radio, yo.
Yeah. amazing. I can't breathe without you. So I raise my hands, close my eyes, Lord, I love you. Bow my head, bow your head like when Jesus died. The blood stayed in his hands, the spear in his side. It's a strong story, yeah, and it's the truth. So I sit back all day, Lord, and I worship, worship you. Why you staring, dog? Come worship come with on. Me. Lord, we got haters, they just staring at me. But it's okay, okay, I'll bow down anyway. Bow down. One day you'll bow down and raise your hands and say, I
worship you because of who you are and not what you do. You're great and awesome.
You're so worthy.
We worship you with love and humbleness.
I worship you
because the thorns in your flesh
are. I worship you
because you're powerful and worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
No one on this earth can do what you've done for
Let's
me.
Go.
Serving, you're screaming like a maniac. I tell him he's been good, he's always got my back. Amazing savior, sent his son to die for me. So I gotta do his dance, I'm moving to his beat. You ever have a problem and didn't know what to do? But you made it out, hands no more glue. It was him, not her, them, or even us. He's so powerful, created every man from dust. So if you're not brazen, I don't know what to say. Cause you're crazy, bruh, like a Milky Way. He's the chief shepherd, forever king of kings. He offers proof to people who all believe in him. Omnipotent, see how we change Paul. How about John? Matter of fact, la la. Yo, you don't know what you're missing. I shed a tear when I think of his blessings. So I
worship you because of who you are and not what you do. You're great and awesome, dude.
We worship you
with love and humbleness.
I worship you
cause the thorns in your flesh are.
I worship you
cause you're powerful and worthy. No one on this earth can do what you've done for me.
I worship you.
I raise my hand.
I worship you
and I do my dance.
I worship you.
All right, check it out, y'all. This next track is called Give Myself. It's by Braille. It's one of his latest tracks that's out. One more track. That's it. And then we're done for tonight. Check it out.
I give myself. Is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. She got a face like a porcelain doll, and her big brown eyes make me feel so small. Porcelain dolls are so fragile, she breaks when she falls, but I will catch you, that's what I promised. She got a smile that can light up the room. The smell of her perfume got me high as the moon. The way she moves entices, but stay away. I'm convinced I could kill a man like Cypress. And she knows I would die for her, but that wouldn't save her soul, so why live? Give myself, I know I'm not Jesus, but I wanna love her like he does. This is free love, it only works two ways. You can accept what I offer or throw it back in my face. And I take this woman to be, but I don't wanna take from her. I wanna give myself and all that I have to have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself and all that I have to have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. She looks good even when she don't try. Everyone tells her but she doesn't know why. I said, girl, if you lived in the sky, I would buy a telescope just to look in your eyes. She laughed a little bit and brushed it off. Brushing her hair, it's so black and soft. She said her hair was just like her heart. It might look strong, but it's falling apart. And she knows I got love for her. I'll spend my life making sure I'm the one for her. She was with me in almost every van or bus. You're not a fan of me, you're a fan of us. The man I've become, husband and daddy. I wanna make these two beautiful girls happy.
I wish I could offer the world, but all I got is these words and a promise to give myself and all that I have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself and all that I have to have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself. Is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. I give myself. Is that enough for you? I will give myself to you.
She's got a face like a porcelain doll. Her big brown eyes make me feel so small. She got a smile that can light up the room. The smell of her perfume got me high, high.
And she knows I would die for her, but that wouldn't save her soul. So I give myself and all that I have to have. It's a hold for as long as I live. I give myself and all that I have to have. It's a hold for as long as I live. I give myself. Is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. I give myself. Is that enough for you? I will give myself to you.
You can always count on Braille to give you a song like that, man. He always holds it down. Well, check it out, man. I want to thank everybody for listening to Rap Fest Radio tonight. Tonight was a very nice night. We had a good talk with J.E. Cooper, also known as BBJ. That was an unexpected but a pleasant call from him, long overdue. And, of course, Lil Lala, speaking about her new CD that's coming out in January, The Return. You're gonna like it. We just heard that one song called Worship that was off the hook. And we played some other new music at the top of the show and all of that stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you for those people that downloaded the podcast for last week. The number of podcast downloads has gone up again. We were on a low period of downloads because we haven't really had any live shows and stuff. We've been doing different things. But we're back to, 2,000 plus, which is a blessing. I hope it's a blessing to you guys. And feel free to email us at info@rapfestradio.com if you have any comments, concerns, questions, or whatever about Rap Fest Radio, and we'll try our best to respond to those. If you hear some music that you like and not sure where to get it, give us a call as well, or email us, and we'll try to lead you in the right direction. And don't forget, this Friday, my wifey's back from Florida, so I will not be doing a live show, but I'll be back on Monday night. And next Friday night, we'll be broadcasting live from the Bread Factory with Ozias Rain and Runaway. Not sure yet if we're going to be doing video or just audio, but if we do video, it'll be video and audio right here on RapFestRadio.com. So just keep posted. Don't miss out. We'll be here as we have been since we started, every Monday, every Friday. I think that's it for tonight. So peace, thanks, God bless, and have a great night. Don't forget, you listen to Rap Fest Radio, rapfestradio.com. You will learn us because we are out of control.